Welcome back to the Bitcoin Layer. I'm Nick Bhatia. Today, we welcome Mark Kreitzman. Mark works at Ifani. Ifani is one of the Bitcoin Layer sponsors, and Ifani's mission is to bring better data security to people via a secure mobile service. So in full disclosure, Ifani is a sponsor of the channel, but today's episode, we want to discuss data breaches and SIM swapping, the dangers of these things, and for the audience, protecting your Bitcoin. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Nick. Appreciate it.
Mark, tell us about Ifani, why Ifani was started. What's the mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in 2018, I was working on my own startup and I ended up getting mobile hacked. And they got me when I was in the middle of the desert, right between Phoenix and Tucson. And what they had done is they performed a SIM swap on me and I was by myself. And the result was that I got some Bitcoin stolen. They got into my email. They got into a cloud account, a bank account, and an iCloud account, and one or two other accounts as well. And it was about 90 days worth of pain. I had to search out, I figured somebody had solved this. So I was searching, who might have solved this and how could I prevent this from happening to me ever again? And I ended up finding one person on the planet who claimed that they solved it and actually had solved it. And we kind of hit it off because he was into Bitcoin. In fact, he was part of a few guys that had built their own Bitcoin startup where they built a large Bitcoin ATM network. And because I was in Bitcoin, we kind of hit it off. And I told him that, hey, I wanted to help him take this to market. And the first thing we did is change the name to Ifani. And that was at the end of 2018. And now we've been growing now really since then. And so trying to turn a bad thing into what right now is a really, really good thing.
Mark, teach us, what is a SIM swap? What happens? Is it physical, digital in nature? And explain the process that a criminal goes through.
Yeah, absolutely. So a SIM swap, a lot of people know what a legal SIM swap is. And so if, for example, you have an iPhone 12 today, and then you go to the store tomorrow and you buy an iPhone 15. And through that process, you're going to tell them, okay, I want to move my mobile account from my iPhone 12 to my iPhone 15. And once that's done, that's a legal SIM swap. They're actually called, it's a SIM port or a SIM swap. So they're moving your mobile account from that 12 to the 15. Now, an illegal attack is where somebody nefarious does this to you, except they're moving it from their iPhone 12 to the iPhone in their hand. And so they can be your next door neighbor. They could be 100 miles away. They could be 4,000 miles away. They could be overseas. And what they're doing is they're getting your mobile carrier to move your account from pointing to your iPhone 12 over to the phone that's in their hand. And that's done through a number of different methods. One could be social engineering, where they've learned everything about you through data breaches, or through the white web, dark web, or they've paid for your information, and then they pretend to be you. They could do it also because they have a buddy that works at a third-party phone store that does a fake verification. They could bribe somebody. They could have an insider, or somebody that is like working at a call center could have a microphone on them. And as you're telling them your verification info, they're recording that, and then they just compile it at the end of the day or at the end of the week, and then sell that in SIM swap forums or on the dark web to attack you. But the end result is that your mobile account is now pointing on the hacker's phone. And if I'm the hacker, then what I'm going to do to you is I'm going to figure out what applications you use and then just go down the line, forgot password, forgot password, forgot password. And if you have anything set up as SMS verification, I now own you. I will reset that password. So now you can't even get in it, and only I can. And then even if you have an authenticator app, I'm going to try and reset that. I'll try and get into your email accounts And then if the hacker's experienced, then they'll be able to actually reset your authenticator app as well.
And talk to us about the numbers, Mark. How common is this? What are the trends in data breaches? This is basically the reason that we connected is, you know, we saw the numbers that you guys showed us.
Yeah. So for one, the data breaches are one thing that's exploding all of these SIM swaps. So over the last 100 days, we've probably had more data breaches in terms of the size of data breaches than we've had in like the last 2 or 3 years together. So the RockYou 2024 was a database posted on July 4th that had around 10 billion plain text passwords posted in it. So somebody aggregated the data that's been breached over the last 20 years and then put that into one file. There's a Snowflake data breach that was hundreds of millions of files. And there's 160 companies that had uploaded their customer data into this Snowflake database, which allows these companies to analyze the data and do some kind of reporting analysis on it. So that's where AT&T got breached, and AT&T lost 122 million customer records of call records and SMS. Ticketmaster, their customers were part of that. Advanced Auto Parts, State Farm, a number of different insurance companies, and that was hundreds of millions, and that includes like all our Social Security numbers and all of that. The National Data Group also got breached. I think it was about 30 days ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. And if you've ever had a background check on yourself or you've done one on somebody else, your data is in this database. And so the National Data Group has basically the last 2 or 3 generations of US citizens' information. And they lost 2.9 billion records just literally like 6 weeks ago. And again, that's your Social Security, your father's, your mother's, your brother's, your sister's, your kids, anything that would have come up in a background check has been now breached. Dell Computer got hit for 49 million. Right? So all these data breaches are making it very, very easy for somebody to get information on you that's necessary to do like a social engineering hack on you. And in terms of like the number of SIM swaps that are happening in the US, there isn't like some number that says like there's 20,000 of them per year. I mean, we know that it's in the thousands. The FBI has statistics where they've talked about from like the year 22 to 23, it grew 400%. We know that people are getting SIM swapped every single day just because a lot of victims will find out about Afani because they'll get SIM swapped and they'll get their Bitcoin stolen and they'll go on Twitter, they'll go on Telegram and say, I just got SIM swapped and somebody got into my email and my Coinbase and stole from me. And then that's when they learn about Afani because there'll be 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people that will say, hey, you gotta use Afani. That's what I use. Sometimes these are low profile people. Sometimes these are like super, super high profile people that go on there. And that does our marketing for us in a sense. I feel bad sometimes saying that because I'm a victim and I know what that means. But that's a lot of the ways that people find out. So they call us and then I'm sort of the techie security nerd at Afani. So those people tend to make their way to me most of the time. And so, and I like that just because I get to hear about the latest methods of how they're doing SIM swaps. And it helps us in terms of learning how to protect SIM swaps from happening. But we know that it's in the thousands and thousands per year. And it's only getting worse. You know, with the eSIMs now, that's made it easier for people to SIM swap. And it's just a really difficult thing for carriers to fix. And we know we don't have to really worry too much because the carriers... it's very hard for them to close down this issue of releasing somebody's phone number that's not authorized because they just have thousands of people that have the ability to do it. And so, It's a difficult thing when you're a victim, but it is preventable. Just not by your carrier.
Mark, explain to us the product now. So how does it protect against this activity?
Yeah, so what Afani does, it's very, very simple. And so we're set up as a reseller of AT&T and Verizon. So we're technically what's called an MVNO, Mobile Virtual Network Operator. And so we're actually providing the mobile service, and we can, and we have to do that in order for us to control the account. So you can buy from Verizon directly, obviously, or AT&T directly. But when you buy it from Afani, you no longer pay AT&T or Verizon. You're paying Afani to provide your mobile service. And then you just select which network of towers that you want to use. And I'll use AT&T as an example. So there's a couple major differences if you have AT&T through Afani. So one is that we're locking out all of the AT&T employees, their stores, third-party stores, independent retailers, and call centers from having access to your account. And the only information that the carrier is getting is really kind of a snippet of your name, but they don't get like your address, they don't get your social security, date of birth. For one, we don't collect like date of birth and social security, and so we don't even have that in our records. And so what we don't have, they obviously don't have. And then what we're doing is when we port your number over to us, we basically unplug you from this matrix of all these carriers. And what I mean by that is that every carrier and every reseller has access through the dashboard, these portals, to be able to port numbers back and forth. And so let's say you're on T-Mobile and you want to port over to use AT&T with the Afani. Well, we just need a couple pieces of information from you to do that. And we can port you over. We don't have to talk to T-Mobile. You don't even have to talk to T-Mobile. We can just port your number over. And so the great thing about that for the carriers is that it's super cheap for them. So if you want to leave them, it's like, fine, you're gone. There's no cost for us to do that. And the scary thing about it is that nobody has to talk to your carrier to port you out. And so, but once we port you over, then everything we do, we unplug you from that. And everything we do from that point on is manual. And that means that somebody can't just simply call us up and get a couple pieces of information and just port you out. Because that's just, it's just too easy to do it. And so we lock you down, we unplug you, and then we use what we call our 11 layers of verification whenever there's kind of a risky transaction. So for example, like the riskiest transaction would be if somebody called us up and pretended to be you or pretended to be me and said, I want to port out. So we're going to go through 11 layers of protection. A lot of those are things that you would expect, like what email do we have on file for you? What payment method do you use? And it's like, okay, I just sent you an email. Now read that email or respond to it. Send us this message. And we're going to check that. What's the last six digits of your payment method? Now, some people pay in Bitcoin. Some people pay in, credit card. Could be ACH transfer. Could be a gift card. There's different ways. But we're not going to tell people. I mean, they may guess the right method, but then we're going to ask them, last six digits, last eight. And then we'll do things like we just sent you a value of X amount to your payment method. You need to verify that. And for us, it's going to be slow. Like this could take days and days. Like if somebody's not prepared, but we're going to make that investment because we don't want to give away your number to somebody who's unauthorized. And then you can also add your own step. So there can be 12 steps. So if you wanted to have a, secret email that we have to, verify, or it could be as simple as a PIN code or a passphrase, but you can actually set up your own 12 step. And so we're going to, and the other thing that we offer is that we offer a $5 million insurance policy. So whether you have you know, $5 million stolen from a SIM swap out of your bank account, or $5 million worth of Bitcoin stolen, that insurance policy, that's what that covers. And you could almost summarize our business as being as simple as we provide a mobile service. Our job is to protect that $5 million insurance policy from ever being utilized. And therefore, we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make sure that that insurance policy is never used, and thus you get protected from that incentive. And so that's really the main thing, is we want to make sure that insurance policy never becomes used, and it never has yet. And we have yet to have a SIM swap.
The people that come to Afani that have had their Bitcoin stolen, tell us the type of theft that's going on. I'm assuming that it's mostly getting into their Coinbase account, because a SIM swap wouldn't necessarily give somebody access to private keys unless those keys are saved in an email or in some way that's easily accessible. So get behind the tech of the theft of Bitcoin for us, please, so that we can understand what type of theft is going on. Because I know a lot of people have, you know, Bitcoin on exchanges, and many have it in their own private key storage situation. So break it down for us. Yeah.
Yeah. So number one, get your Bitcoin into cold storage, you know, or one of these, you know, multi-sig wallets. Make sure that it is completely isolated away from your mobile account. And so obviously if you have it on a Ledger, Tangent, or Casa type wallet, then, you know, these are going to be methods that protect your crypto. Now, the one thing, if you own Bitcoin and anyone knows that you own Bitcoin, then that's going to make you a target. And so even if you have 100% of your Bitcoin, you know, in cold storage, if anyone knows or there's any trace of somebody being able to find that you have Bitcoin, then you're going to be an indirect target because of that, which means that they could go after your identity, get into your email, and then sync up an email app and take the last 3 years of your email, you know, which could be devastating, right? Because you're going to have tax info, wire transfer, healthcare, all that kind of information in there. I've talked to people who've been blackmailed over their iCloud photos, videos, whatever's in their iCloud. And so just be aware that those kind of things are going on. But when you talk about in terms of like your Bitcoin specifically getting stolen because of a SIM swap, it's because they're keeping Bitcoin on an online wallet or an online exchange. And so a lot of people will own, say, and this is the way I do it. So I have like 90% plus in cold storage. And then I keep a certain amount that is spread out amongst a couple different wallets and exchanges. And I do that just because if there's like a little trade I want to make, or if there's something I want to buy, or rarely do I ever use my Bitcoin to buy something, just because I always think, you know, 10 years from now, this, you know, drone, if I paid for a drone in my Bitcoin, that drone is going to be super expensive like 10 years from now when it, you know, Bitcoin goes up. But it is because people will put a percentage, you know, on an online wallet or exchange. And you know, sometimes people make mistakes. You know, Bart Stevens, the CEO of Blockchain Ventures, he got SIM swapped and he lost $6.3 million. One of the biggest story really in Bitcoin is Michael Terrapin, who got SIM swapped. I think the kid was like 15 or 16 years old when he did it, but he SIM swapped Michael and then a guy named Rob Ross. And between the two of them, he ended up getting somewhere around 25, 26 million in Bitcoin, which majority of that was Michael Terrapin. But these kind of SIM swap, you know, whether it's $1,000, $3,000, if you have $3,000 of Bitcoin and a SIM swap hacker can get that in 10 minutes investment, then it's a pretty good payday.
Mark, you mentioned your tech background. How did you find Bitcoin?
Yeah, so I've been in cybersecurity since 2001, and I've been primarily in startups. So I've worked directly for co-founders at a couple different startups, and One got bought by my Microsoft, and another one, the next one I did, got bought by Cisco Systems. So I sort of had that bug. And then in around 2016, I was working for, I was working at a startup that was doing primarily mobile security. And a lot of that had to do with encryption. And so for whatever reason, I ended up buying a couple Bitcoin, just really I kind of on a whim. I talked to a lot of tech people, and it was nobody I worked with, but I ended up, I think I bought 3 Bitcoin at the time. And one of the memories of this is that I ended up selling 2 of those. And so I got down to 1, and then one day I bought like 3 more. And this was when Bitcoin was, I think somewhere around like $600. And the CEO that I was working for, we ended up having this lunch in Santa Monica, and he's like, I heard somebody bought Bitcoin today. And I was like, yeah, that was me. And he's like, boy, that's like the dumbest thing you could ever do. I can't believe anybody who buys Bitcoin. That is so dumb. I don't want to ever hear anybody else talking about buying Bitcoin. And, cause Bitcoin's going to 0. And I'm thinking in my mind, like, I'm working for a company that does encryption, and this might be the start of when I need to start looking to get out. Cause at that point I knew, and the reason I really got into Bitcoin was because I had bought, properties overseas. And so I had financed multiple properties, and I was every month I was doing wire transfers overseas. And so I was sending somewhere around $3,500 every single month. And I was paying, $45 to do the wire transfer. It took anywhere from 3 days to like up to 10 days at that point to do the wire transfer. I had to pay currency conversions, and there may be issues in the middle of it, or with like the bank in Asia that didn't receive it properly. And it was like the Frank Dodd forms would come in the mail. And I just had this feeling like, why do I need all these approvals? It's my money. And so one day I ended up, I was kind of in an emergency situation. I needed to get money over really quick, or I was going to pay this penalty. And I thought, well, I'm going to try sending my Bitcoin over there. And so I had a Bitcoin wallet in Asia. And so I looked, and it's like, it was connected to my bank. And so I send $3,000 of Bitcoin. It took like 15 minutes. And then I log into my bank over there, and I was like worried. I thought it was going to take a week to transfer. And I was like, okay, transfer this into my bank account. And in 5 minutes it was there. And at that point, that's when I knew that banks are so chaotic. And so for the next like 3 or 4 years, I was using Bitcoin to make that transaction. I was traveling all over the world. So if I was in India in the back of a cab, it's like send 3,000, and boom, it's like, it's there, and it's super easy. And, so I learned from experience that, Bitcoin is the future, that the banking system is just, chaotic. I mean, we still need it to, live our daily lives, but I learned it by actually using it.
There's no better way to teach Bitcoin's value than walk into a bank and have to conduct an international wire transfer. There's nothing that displays the chaotic nature more than what you describe. Mark, any closing thoughts as a Bitcoiner, as somebody representing our sponsor, Ifani, with this mobile secure plan? What are your thoughts here that you want to impart on the audience?
Yeah, just be aware that mobile security, it's not 100%, and you have to worry. I mean, we're 100% in terms of the SIM swap, but there's other ways, and just be really careful about how you use your mobile devices and what you click on for the emails and texts, and be aware that you can. I could send you an SMS of a restaurant, say, hey, check this out. And you click on it, actually shows you the restaurant. You feel like it's totally cool, but you could have tracking links where now your IP address is registered. Malware, like you click on something and it'll execute a couple lines of code and it'll grab like your phone model that it's an iPhone 13, it's white, it's this is the device ID, this is the IMSI number. And so just be very careful about what you click on. And then also be conscious about how you set up your phone. And what a lot of people are doing is they'll set up their iPhone or an Android with an email ID or Gmail, and they'll use that same email that they set up their phone with to set up a Coinbase or Exodus or some other account. And then they'll also use that email to email family, friends, register on websites. So you want to separate out. Like when I set up a phone, I only use that email ID only for that phone. There's nothing else in that email ID. And then I have email IDs I use for friends, family, and then I have separate email IDs that nobody knows about, or at least I try and keep it private, and just try and separate out as much as you can, just because mobile is one of the easiest ways to try and hack into somebody. Other than that, just stay safe and secure. I'm a big supporter of Bitcoin. I love being on shows like yourself that are trying to educate or are educating people about the use of Bitcoin. We're living through historical times right now with everything that's going on and the invention of Bitcoin. And it's going to be interesting to look back on this 20 years from now and see where we are.
Okay, Mark, can you please tell people where they can find Ifani and how they can get a discount with the Bitcoin Layer?
Okay, great. So we love to support channels that are trying to educate people on Bitcoin, how to protect it. And so we'd love to offer a promo code to your audience. And it is a promo code that you can find at www.ifani.com/TBL. And when you get to that page, there'll be a little pop-up that's going to tell you that there's a promo discount for $99. Just close that out. When you go to purchase, there'll be a button there, get the secure safe plan. Then you choose whether you want monthly or an annual bill. And it's going to auto-apply that TBL discount. And it's a value of $99. And if you choose the monthly option, then your second month is free. And if you choose the annual option, which you save almost 2 months of billing if you go with annual, and you're also going to get the $99 off on the annual plan. And then also wanted to throw in that we offer a 60-day money-back guarantee, whether you do monthly or annual, and that's for all TBL customers. So that way there's no risk of you trying out Ifani. So go to ifani.com/TBL, check us out. We'd love to have you as part of our secure mobile community, and very happy to offer this promo code to your community.
Mark Kreitzman of Ifani, thank you for coming on, sharing your expertise on encryption, data breaches, SIM swaps, and we appreciate you giving us the perspective on why you guys started Ifani and what you are there to represent. I'm Nick Bhatia, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Thank you.